Are we on?
We are.
Yes. Welcome, everybody. This is the ECW wrap-up for the 16th of September, 2008. Heading to you from Nashville, Tennessee. My name is Bar J. Purnell, and my partner, Travis Bryant. Say what's up.
What up, everybody?
You ready to get in this, brother?
Tell them who we are. We are the East Coast Audio Show.
Oh, excuse me, and we are the East Coast Audio Show. All right, man. Well, the show started with an opening match. The show started actually with a match this time. Matt Hardy versus Mike Knox. Okay match, in my opinion. Before the match, actually, they kind of put over that the next pay-per-view, Matt Hardy versus Mark Henry for the ECW title.
Yeah, Henry finally get a rematch.
Finally get a rematch. He's invoking his rematch clause, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I wanted to put over was, well, one thing I wanted to say is, why does he keep putting that, like, he keep putting over this 17 pounds of platinum thing? Like,
because it's the shit. You know it.
Yeah. This was actually the longest match of the night, not to give anything away, but it was. Okay, match, how did you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty good. The finish, especially, I just liked those DDTs Mike Knox was taking. He took two of them.
He was selling them really good, really well.
You know, for a guy that big to be able to sell it, like, yeah. Billy Kidd.
RVD-like.
Yeah,
like, you know?
Exactly.
And also, that was a hot little sequence where he went for the Twist of Fate, couldn't get it, that DDT, and he said, like,
yeah,
he sold it. Match went about, what do you think, 12 minutes on that? Had a commercial break?
I think about 13 with a break in the middle. You hear the Jake Roberts, the Jake the Snake reference?
There was a lot of references in there. You know, on Matt Striker, of course, so.
You know,
but in the end, Matt Hardy hit the Twist of Fate for the win, 1-2-3. That was pretty much it. But, you know, Mike Knox got his, and it wasn't a one-sided match. It was kind of back and forth. Do you have anything to add on it?
Do you think Mike Knox is getting better in the ring?
I think he's getting better in the ring. To be honest with you, and I told you this before, I never really thought he was bad in the ring, so he's not good, don't get me wrong, but I never thought he was bad. Now, have I seen improvement? Not really, to be honest with you, no. I just see him being who he is.
I thought he actually looked.
I mean, as far as his selling tactics, I mean, I've never seen that before, you know how you
just at a higher rate, I guess.
So, you think he, okay.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Hardy, I still hate that belt, but, you know, now they have a name tag on it. Did you peep that?
Or
did they always have it?
Nah, I think that's new.
Yeah, name tag. So, they penetrated the platinum with a diamond cut nail.
Right.
Something, and somehow got the name tag on. I don't know. Then after that match, they went backstage with Mark Henry and Tony Atlas. And Atlas was
watching the monitor.
And Atlas was like, you know, man, Hardy looked pretty good out there. You know, and Mark Henry got all scrunched up face and got pissed. And
got
it. Much say what?
He got all indignant.
All indignant and stuff. And said, what you talking about? I mean, the only reason why he looked good out there is because I wasn't out there, which was a pretty good comeback.
Yeah.
And the only reason why he got
scramble.
He didn't lose the scramble. And last week, the only reason why. Well, technically, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he blamed Hornswoggle and Finley for costing him his belt.
You know, getting some kind of revenge last week, you know. He got hit with the stereo shillelaghs, as a matter of fact. And I think he got hit twice with it, didn't he? Was that last week or the week before?
And that was just interference.
Okay, so he just, hit him and he
caught it upside the face, so.
Yeah. And he's still pissed about that, which is natural, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, Finley got the luck of the Irish or something like that, and it's going to run out tonight. You know, so Mark Henry, you know, I don't know why Tony Atlas is there. I'm kind of glad he's there to get it, you know, because he probably needs the money. But Mark Henry does pretty good on his own for, as far as the promos. You know, he's not the best, but.
Yeah, but who would he be talking to in that situation if,
So you think he's there to make Mark Henry look good as far as on the speech side of things?
He has somebody to actually, who would he talk to? He wouldn't have any friends on the, you know, he's not that kind of guy. That's not his character to be, you know, to be that
friendly guy.
And can't talk to the GM all the time. So, I mean, just to bring some personality out in him and have somebody for him to act.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 15 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with the newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.